You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Jim Harbaugh's going to join us shortly. There's NFL news, lots of
A lot of NFL news.
Like, not official news yet that it's anything's done, but a lot of people who are the bigwigs in the industry believe that this new collective bargaining agreement is going to get through. And what does that mean for you, the fan, if you're not interested in, you know, all the, you know, in the weed stuff? Well, this year it would mean, this upcoming season, that there would be an extra playoff team in each conference. So there would go from six teams to seven teams in each conference, a total of 14 playoff teams. And that would mean that you would only get one division win over the bye. You would have three games in the wild card round per conference, meaning there'd be six games for that first weekend.
Means last only year, one bye. If this was in place, you would have seen the Steelers play.
You would have seen the Steelers play the Chiefs, I believe.
I believe that is
so
correct.
So the Chiefs would not. So a lot of people believe that this is, A, going to make some of the other teams go for it more and will keep more fan bases interested, and B, it will make that number one seed even more coveted, that you can't have two teams who make the first week bye and get that first week off. You will have to go through three rounds of playoffs just to get to the Super Bowl. And what this also would probably mean, the way it's looking, is by between 2021 and 2023, if this gets approved shortly, that you will add a 17th game. Now, we don't know what that would mean.
I don't know how
home and road.
Yeah,
and Golic and Wingo talked about that this morning. By the way, Golic and Wingo have David Ross on tomorrow.
Nice.
Is that 8:35 tomorrow for David Ross, Cubs manager?
8:30 almost.
8:30.
On the
8:30 for David Ross tomorrow. Here's what Shefty tweeted. He said, there are now multiple NFL teams waiting to make roster moves based on the potential of a new CBA. If a new CBA is approved in the days to come, a flurry of roster moves will follow.
Well, think about it. This is something I talked about a couple of weeks ago. If this is agreed upon, the salary cap for the 2020 season will go up. And let's just say approximately $20 million. That's the estimate. If you're a Bears fan, that gives you the ability to spend. Now, you have competition because other teams will then have $20 million to spend as well. But when you're up as tight against the cap as the Bears are, this is more meaningful for them than teams that have more money to spend. So it could change how the Bears will approach the offseason. It may give other teams the ability to pay guys more, and it may, you know, the Bears, it may not have the positive effect that ultimately you would hope for the Chicago Bears. But, you know, to me, the biggest story here, initially at the very least, is what's going to happen in the postseason. So instead of 12 teams, you're going to have 14 teams. Instead of four wild card games this year, you would have had six. I heard Bleck talking today, and I agree with everything he said. Look, I'm never going to rage against more football. If the but by the same token, I don't feel like I missed out because the Steelers didn't play in the wild card weekend this past year. So
what about the teams who have gone 10-6 and have missed the postseason?
Well, be better.
You know, Lovie Smith would have liked this rule.
Yeah, I would just say be better. And I don't know. Part of me says, why are we opening ourselves up for more mediocrity? Again, I'm not going to rage against it. I know why it's happening. It's not happening to strengthen the sport. It's happening because it means there's more money for the owners and players. This is all about money. This isn't about making the sport better.
But see, and it's funny because, yes, I think it is the way it's set up perfect. I do love the six teams. You get two byes. I completely, as a fan, love it. However, I was thinking about it a lot last night after we were talking about it in the 5 o'clock hour yesterday. And the more I thought about it, you know,
The more you wanted mediocrity in your postseason?
Yes. Give me more awesome. 8-8, 9-7 teams. No, but the thing is, this is, in some ways, yes, because they want to grow the business. And so you know that that is inevitable. They need to open up new revenue streams. This is a way to do it, and they're doing it in a way where they're not adding an extra round of playoffs, which I can get behind.
But you're talking about the economics of it, Jeff, and I'm with you there. I mean, I can't argue against it. This means that there's more money to be made and more money. More money, more better. I get it. I'm just telling you what you are going to get in the postseason is another layer of mediocrity. And for me,
but what I'll say is
I'm not clamoring for it.
But there have been, in the last decade or so, you've had six seeds like the Packers with Aaron Rodgers and the Giants with Eli Manning go on runs where they actually won the Super Bowl. So I don't think just adding a seventh team, especially if, for instance, not last year, but the year prior, the Steelers also would have been the seventh team in.
Okay, so let's, why not
and with Ben Roethlisberger as a quarterback?
Let me ask you, why not eight teams then and still maintain a bye for the first two seeds? At what point do we reach the threshold where it does violate?
I will say this, under that scenario, it's harder for them to break up the playoff games if you have eight teams in the playoffs.
Stop.
Since Meller is talking, I will do it. Bum bum.
Oh, you have some breaking news, huh?
Chatter.
Just listen. Wait for it. I love it. This is one of the things I enjoy most about the show. Yes, is that sound?
Football.
The NFL has voted to approve the proposed new CBA. All eyes now turn to the players, according to Mike Garofalo and Ian Rappaport.
Well, of course, the owners are like,
right. The owners
more
have
money?
Wanted this. Yes.
Let's vote. Who wants hurdle, more money?
That not even a hurdle, really. That one small, tiny puddle has been
the box
walked
has been
over.
Checked.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Wait. We're going to go 1 through 32. Do you want more money?
Yes.
Do you want more money?
Yes.
Do you want more money?
Yes.
Do you want more money?
You know what they say, though,
of course,
Waddle?
They don't give a rat's rooty-tooty about the other things.
Well, if the cap's going up this year, in a year that the Bears didn't have much cap room to begin with, and Waddle, you said to me during the break, well, don't forget, every team now will get more cap room. But the Bears had none, really.
Yeah.
Very little. So now if they're getting extra cap room, this is a good year to have extra cap room.
It is. But so if you're bidding on, let's say, Hunter Henry, a tight end, there's another team that needs tight ends that can offer him more probably
than you
can. Maybe
you could do something better at quarterback than you originally were
able
to do.
Maybe what you do is you decide that that's a great idea, is that what we decide is we're going to take all of that extra cap space, we're going to appropriate it to our quarterback position. Now, I'm not saying that that's what they're going to do, but it's something that they could do.
This is what Benjamin Albright tweeted out. He's based in Colorado. He's a radio guy. And he said, the Bears are quietly looking at quarterback options. Trubisky will still get the shot to be the guy. But much like the Titans and Mariota last season, the leash is short. They'd prefer a veteran ready-to-play option. If the Raiders were to move on from Derek Carr, they'd be interested. The same day today, and I believe he Instagrammed it around the same time, maybe even a little earlier in the day, Derek Carr Instagrammed a picture of him and Khalil Mack. And I screwed this up a little bit. I don't believe he put a caption on it. All he did was Instagrammed blindly a picture of him and Mack shaking hands after their game in London.
And they're great friends.
And then underneath it, his brother David Carr, hashtag it, megastars.
Yeah.
Now, do you think he knows?
I don't know,
out of the blue, on the same day that a guy tweets that the Bears would be interested in Derek Carr, Derek Carr's Instagramming a picture of him and Khalil Mack.
Sometimes the Instagram pictures are meaningful, and other times they're not. I know this. Well, I have a stronger feeling about whether or not I'm going to read the Instagram tea leaves. If Derek Carr is a member of the Chicago Bears, he's your starter. You don't bring Derek Carr in here and give him how much? How much would you have to pay him?
So he is saying that it's like a 16-some million-dollar hit because there's some dead money from the bonus.
Right.
So I think you take his salary for the year, the guaranteed.
So you'd have to also give up capital, draft capital for him, right? So you're going to trade for him and pay him $16 million or whatever his hit's going to be. He's your starter.
And are they trading him regardless, or are they trading him only if they get Brady?
That I don't know.
Because Gruden went out from Derek Carr, and Robert Mays has told us in the past, didn't he say that if Derek Carr is your starting quarterback, you're not being much better?
I would say this to you. If you're getting away from Derek Carr, I don't think it's necessarily just for Brady. If you want to move away from Derek Carr, you're moving away from Derek Carr. They've got draft picks. I mean, they could package some things up and move up and maybe get Tua and play with a veteran for a year until Tua's ready to go. I mean, they could take a lot of different approaches.
Yeah, the Raiders have that extra first-round pick one team.
Right. Who's that? So I don't. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think there's something to it. I just think it's too much of a coincidence.
But if it's Derek Carr, trust me. I mean,
If you're going to give up draft capital to get Derek Carr and you're going to have to pay him $17 million or whatever,
he's your starter.
I would think so. Now there are other veteran ready to play guys who would fit more of the Tannehill mold, like a Case Keenum.
Now there's Mitch is your starter, and if Mitch stumbles, then Case comes in.
Right.
I mean, these tea leaves are easier to read for me than the Instagram tea.
What are you moaning in there?
Now
about?
We get to. I'm always moaning. Now we get to play this game. So according to Adam Schefter, the NFL owners were not unanimous in their approval of the proposed CBA per a source. Not every owner voted for it.
Who doesn't like money?
Which owner do you think doesn't want more money?
Well, the Raiders always abstain, don't they?
I think Mark Davis actually needs more money.
Yeah.
That's the one thing he votes yes on all the time.
I don't know.
Do we know who voted no? Or are you asking us to guess?
I'm asking you to guess. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know either.
Who would not want more football?
I mean,
like, this is a web poll question where is money good?
I think teams with a good quarterback would vote no. Where if you're Aaron, like the Packers, and you've got Aaron Rodgers, and he's always limping around on the field to begin with, now he's got to play an extra regular season game.
That's a good point.
We've always talked about this, that do you want more playoff teams with not their starting quarterbacks in? Because it's an extra game for their starters to play.
The Patriots probably voted no because of all the recon they have to do and all the extra cheating they have to do to try to win another game.
Chuckle Hut's open. The lifespan or the career span of Aaron Rodgers, he's going to keep playing, but that'd be short-sighted to take less money to try to protect or keep Aaron Rodgers healthy.
I don't know.
I don't understand why.
Why would they vote no? Why would a team vote no?
I have no clue.
Because it's somebody who doesn't want their team playing 17 games, right? There's got to be owners, as much as they love money, they say to themselves, it's just too much football and it's not safe as it is.
You know what? There's your answer. There may be somebody who takes that as an ethical stance. Maybe it's Mark Murphy from Green Bay, who's a former player, who says, listen, 17 games is too many, and we don't like, as much as you would think,
need more shovelers to volunteer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a good thing. They don't have any shovelers.
I want to get back to seeing also, I mean, how many people think that the expanded postseason is really a good thing. I think there are more people out there that are okay with how it is.
Give us your opinion right now. Here's the way I'll lay it out. 17 games, 14 playoff teams. Simple thumbs up or thumbs down. Don't give me this, I'll deal with it just because it's on. Do you like it or do you dislike it? No halfways here.
I'm giving you double barrel in one direction.
17 games, 14 playoff teams, an extra team per conference. Do you like it or do you dislike it? And maybe I can sweeten the pot when we come back next.
Coming up next,
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
So the owners did what we thought. They approved the new collective bargaining agreement, which has been reported, that would add an extra playoff team per conference starting this upcoming season.
Was not unanimous. Maybe this is, you know how some owners, you know, see themselves as a bit eccentric and smarter than others. Maybe they knew it was going to pass, so a couple of people said, I'm going to vote no for the following reason. I have no idea why any owner would vote
they're
no.
They're rich and quirky. I don't know. And then the other part of this would be a 17th game. And we think, we don't have all the details, we would think if they would add the extra game, that A, there would be less preseason. How much? I don't know. Would they only make it less by one game and make three games? I think the right number is two. My formula would be two preseason games, 17 regular season games, the extra playoff, and you're playing the 17 regular season games over 19 weeks. And every team gets two byes to sort of heal up. What I would also do, Waddle, in this is I would increase the active rosters from 53.
Absolutely, more jobs.
And I would also make everyone active on game day. So I would you'd go from 53 to say 58 or whatever you want to do. I don't care. Tell me the number. But you need to add extra roster
players.
What is
it now, 48 that's available to
it's
play
like
on?
It's 46, I want to say. Yeah, and then the extra quarterback.
That's not enough.
I don't know why you have 53 players to play, and then you have to make a certain amount ineligible on game day. It's a contact sport, so you know how I feel about this.
Isn't that a money thing?
It is, because if you're not dressed for the game,
they don't have to pay you.
Right, you don't get the same.
See, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Well, that's them wanting more money.
I know. Yeah. But I would let everyone be active. You know how I feel always about injured reserve, that you could injure reserve people and activate them no matter how long it is. I know people would maybe play fast and loose with the roster spots, but I think you shouldn't have to miss 6 weeks. If a guy's got a 3-week high ankle sprain, you should be able to put him on the inactive list.
Totally
and activate another player.
And with response to the question you asked before the break, double thumbs down.
So you're going thumbs down.
Double thumbs down.
You don't like this is both hands you're using to say thumbs down.
I don't need it. Like when I give you double thumbs down, I'm not going to get apoplectic. I'm not going to get crazy, but I don't need more football.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Let's go to one of the great college coaches out there. This is Waddle's former quarterback as well. And he was kind enough to call in today to wish his old teammate, good old number 87, a happy birthday. We bring in head coach at Michigan, Jim Harbaugh. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Jim, how are we doing? Can you believe this? We're 53 years old and guys are still harassing you to call in and wish me at 53 a happy birthday.
Birthday's a big day. That's a big day, Tom.
It's one out of 365, or in this year, I think 366, right? Because isn't this year a leap year? I believe.
You are right.
I believe. So,
yeah.
How you doing?
I mean, quick through the numbers, though. I mean, you've had 53 birthdays and probably how many years of life? 20,000 maybe? 25,000?
How many days?
Yeah. How many days have you been on Earth?
Let me do that.
Yeah. Some would suggest too many, Jim. I think some people would say that.
True.
Yeah. We were just going through the conversation as well and about what is on the horizon with the NFL with extra teams in the postseason and maybe an extra game in the regular season. I don't know how closely you followed it, Jim, but if you followed it closely, what do you think about what could be on the horizon in the NFL?
As far as like an extra team from each AFC and NFC, that sounds like a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. One less bye. And only one team would get a bye with the team with the best record. I think that'd be good and doable.
Waddle hates it.
Really? Why do you hate that? Why do you hate an extra team in a playoff?
I think you're inviting more mediocrity. That's all. I think it should be special if you earn your spot into the postseason. And where do we stop? Do we stop at 7 or when the next collective bargaining agreement comes and goes, is it going to be 8 teams in each conference?
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be bad, 8 teams. I mean, sometimes the team with the bye, I mean, it's not always the whole conversation, is it good to have a bye? Is it not good to have a bye?
Right.
Hurts some teams, helps some teams. Yeah, I think another team in the playoffs would probably be a good thing. I mean, a lot of the wild card teams have been through the years. I don't know exact number, but wild card teams, 6 seeds have won the Super Bowl. One more team doesn't seem like it would invite mediocrity by any.
This is what I would give.
In my opinion,
I would give double thumbs up to the college playoff system adding more teams. That's what I would like to see.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that as well. Yeah.
Are we getting closer to that, do you think?
I don't know. I can't really answer if we're getting closer to that or where the resistance comes from for not having, you know, more than 4 teams in the playoffs. But yeah, I'm clearly on the record and documented as saying even came up with a format to do it. So I mean, you have the one, you have every other sport that has a playoff system and, you know, more than 4, it seems like. So
yeah,
Jim Harbaugh joining us. He's on the Corona hotline. How are things going for you at Michigan right now?
Guys are working. Winter conditioning is happening right now. We start spring ball next month in March. So guys are in their winter cycle of lifting and training and going good so far. So far, so good. Guys are putting in the work and dedicating themselves to getting good at football. I mean, just really trying to keep it that simple. I mean, how good can we get? And focusing on that.
You've always enjoyed the recruiting part of the business. You still really love to meet with these kids and their families and go through the process with them?
Oh, yeah. That's really one of the signature moments in a youngster's life, where they're gonna choose to go to college and try to go somewhere where you can get the best education, where you can play and play early and play often and win, and then see college environment. Where can you go and be happy and in an environment that you can thrive? So that's a great process. And you're in a town with a lot of great high school football for sure. So that's been a fit for us. That's Chicago area and Michigan. That's been a long time fit for youngsters and their families. Close to Ann Arbor, where they can come over and see their kids and watch them play.
Jim, when you first got the job, you were so pumped up. Has it been everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, it's been great. I work with a lot of great people, president of the university, our athletic director, other coaches, got a great group of coaches in Michigan and youngsters that are, living their dream. It's been a tremendous experience for me.
How about, did you enjoy the ride that your brother John went on with Lamar Jackson this year?
Oh, it was so fun. That was incredible. I thought John and the entire Raven staff did an incredible job, and Lamar was just a shining star. It was just such an unbelievable season by him. Their offense, their defense was really good. Coaching staff, and that was a real ball team, and it was fun to watch it week in and week out.
Jim, was Greg Roman was on your staff when you were in San Francisco, wasn't he?
Yeah, G-Row was our offensive coordinator in San Francisco, and He did a marvelous job. It was so exciting. It was so creative. They're so good offensively. It was so fun to watch each week. And we're studying them to look at things that they were doing. But it was also really, really physical too. I mean, isolation play, power play, gap schemes, counters, zone plays, and so many good play action. All mostly done out of the pistol, and that vertical blocking, not just blocking sideways or blocking to a man, but I mean really blocking to and then through people and blocking vertically as opposed to just blocking to somebody horizontally.
We are seeing some really good coaching in the NFL these days, aren't we? Because I gush about what I'm seeing from the 49ers currently and how they run the ball and the way that Kyle Shanahan puts games together and how he calls plays.
Yeah, I think everybody seems to be doing a really good job of being more creative in the running game in particular. They saw a lot of pass game creativity for some years, and that separated teams like the Rams and others. But I think the teams that are really, really thriving right now are doing it creatively through the running game with a big assortment of schemes and not just a zone play or not just a gap scheme, but insert plays and wide zone, inside zone, counters, powers, and gap schemes, et cetera. It's been good. They do a good job, good job of tying in the bootleg game as well.
Recently we did a show at Chicago Cut with Charles Barkley, and over the summer we were with Rick Sutcliffe there, and it got us thinking again that it's been a few years for Big Ten Media Day this summer. You gotta come see your guys again, and we gotta host the Michigan alumni and do a pig at Chicago Cut again.
That was good. Yeah, that was good times. We'll be there. Right. God willing. God willing, we'll be there.
You threw out the first pitch at the Cubs game afterwards,
yeah,
didn't you?
The spikes.
Yeah. Was that same year?
I think so. Yeah.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big thrill.
Very cool.
Big thrill.
All right, Jim, we appreciate your time. I know you're busy, but it's always great to catch up. And here's hoping that you and the family are doing great as well, my friend.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Same to you.
Take care.
See you, Jim.
All right.
There's Jim Harbaugh. I love listening to you two chat it up. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, when we get together after the show briefly or at breaks when we were at Chicago Cut, it was fun to go down memory lane.
You hear him when he talks, he's thinking as he's talking too often. And that would happen to him at Chicago Cut where he would sit back during a break and he would pause for a second.
And he'd start to laugh.
Yeah, then because he'd be thinking of a story and then he would vocalize it.
Yeah.
And he's
we had some great times.
Hopefully we'll get that done. Merck will line that up so maybe we can get that in action. Or we can do a...
Well, he comes in all the time for, like you said, I mean, Media Day's always here, right?
Yes.
Isn't it always here in Chicago? Day.
Absolutely. All right, we'll get to the calls with the 17-game schedule and the CBA deal getting approved at least by the owners. We'll see what the players are going to do. And Waddle's World coming up next and Barstool Big Cat at 4.
It's that time again when we venture deep into the great unknown.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
A trip inside the mind of a multi-concussed former Bears wide receiver.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him, and he had an all-time day in the use of smelling salts.
Buckle up, boys and girls.
Tom Waddle, everything wants to have a Tom Waddle. If I had a football team, I'd like to have a Tom Waddle on my team because you draw from that.
It's time to go inside Waddle's World.
Tom Waddle did have to use a lot of smelling salts.
That's right, John. Waddle's World brought to you by the great people at Wintrust Community Banks. They're Chicago's banks. Find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank. Visit wintrust.com/findus. Member FDIC. I'm going to get to the sports-a-roo here in a second, but this is at the top of my strange list. And I wanted to know if this is something that you do.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg reportedly gets his armpits blow-dried before speeches.
Yeah, that is weird. Well, what's wrong with a towel?
Facebook.
I mean, what do you mean? Like, is he an excessive sweater? But wouldn't that make you hotter? Unless you're using
crazy.
The cool wind.
Communications employees at social networking giant Facebook routinely blow dry CEO Mark Zuckerberg's armpits before big speeches, a new book claims.
Oh, so he stands there and, like, his assistants come and start blow drying his armpits?
Yeah.
That's the definition of being a rich guy, isn't it? When you have people to blow dry your armpits, you're
can't
more
you
money
limit,
than God.
Can't you limit how much your armpits sweat if you just shave your armpits?
I was going to say, trim up the pit hair a little bit.
Does that really have a... I'll tell you this, though. Since I've manscaped, I have had less... I do sweat less now. Maybe it's because of age.
The Manscaped 3.0, right?
Yes.
But I think you can use an antiperspirant as well.
I do
not
use
on,
that.
Not on your, you know, your below the,
no.
waist level.
No,
I'm talking.
Yeah.
No,
but the weird part is that's not the weird part is that he has someone do it.
That's true.
Well, that's
like,
what I said.
Who is that person?
I think it's persons. One for the left and one for the right.
I'm
you want an internet Facebook? You want an internet Facebook?
I'm armpit guy.
And where is that on the power ranking list of Zuckerberg? I don't think that's even the bottom of the barrel. I bet you there are worse jobs.
Toenail clipper.
Oh, I bet you he's got that. Maybe it's the same person. I don't know. Do you think he has people feed them or taste his food?
Oh, no.
You don't think he has people taste his food?
No, I don't.
I bet you he does. I bet you he has someone who tastes his
food.
Yes.
Why?
I bet you. To make sure it's okay. And it's safe.
Somebody's poisoning him?
Especially after the last couple of years.
Never know.
Yeah, I don't believe he has a food taster. I would bet against
that. Would you rather be Mark Zuckerberg's food taster or his...
I'll be his armpit guy.
Pit hair dryer.
Much better. I'd much rather be his armpit guy as opposed to his...
Why? You're having the best of the best food.
I mean, not in your
world. What if it's poisoned? I don't want to die.
Why is he having you tested? The only reason he's having you tested is because it could be poisoned.
I'm not there to give you thumbs up or thumbs down on the escargot. I'm there to, you know, make sure you don't get killed.
If you're a food tester for someone, how long is good enough? How long do you wait until you're willing to eat that food that they've tasted?
It's a really good point. Usually an intestinal thing doesn't happen right away.
I know. I don't know that answer.
So you can, and then you want to be the armpit cold. Guy.
Okay.
Armpit guy.
I just thought that Zuckerberg would be eating good food. The chances of it being poison is low. So I at least am making money and I'm eating good food.
Would you, if in fact it meant a job and an opportunity to be part of a company that for whatever reason you wanted to do it, would you agree to be the armpit guy at any point?
Oh, I'd do anything. Yeah, if you're going to pay me. And I needed a job.
Boyle just texted us. Said that
within reason.
Oh, you just said you'd do anything.
Well, I'm talking about like within reason.
What if he wanted his full naked body dried off with a blow
dryer? What are you paying me? And what are my other job opportunities like?
$75,000 a year.
But you got to give the hair dryer to his mid region.
And is that it? So and it's just once a day, and I'm done, and I make $75,000.
Yeah, let's say you
got to
carve out an hour. In the morning,
I'm in.
He's an early riser, so you have to be.
Around, Zuck. I gotta get you backside.
You're telling me for all I have to do is be there for an hour, and then when he's ready, I've got my hair dryers.
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna say blow dryers because then you'd isolate it and make it sound creepy. Or
just
then I was gonna say
did.
Make it sound creepy, but it's already creepy. Yeah, so it's creepier. For $75,000 for 1 hour a day in. I don't care.
Again, he's early wake-up call. Let's assume 5 a.m.
So I get
rest of the day. How long does it take to... Never mind. I'm not going to say that either because it's going to be isolated.
How long does it take to what?
Would you do that for $75,000?
I'd do a lot less for $75,000.
I know,
or a
right?
lot more, I mean.
Meller, are you on Team Waddle here where that's... I'll find something else to do.
I think the devil's in the details. The problem is you agree to the job.
Am I stuck here along the way? Well, time out. Am I stuck here? This is my job for the remainder of my time at Facebook.
Is there any upward mobility in...
Yeah, you move from the nether regions up to the pits.
I think you could for $75,000 for an hour a day and knowing that you don't have to take your work home with you. It's not something where you're stressing at night.
What if he needed another dry off? That's the thing.
Yeah, the problem is you have to travel with him everywhere he goes.
At $75,000, you're salaried. You're on his beck and call.
There's no overtime for you.
Oh, no. Now if he's all of a sudden, I'm blow drying it.
I mean, look, it's not going to be
4 in the morning and then I'm blow drying it.
Yeah, that's the point.
You were telling me an hour.
No,
but
whenever
you know
he
how
needs,
it is, that's the job. But ultimately, he's going to ask you to do more somewhere along the line.
Nope. Not doing that.
Nope. My man was willing, though, to blow dry his below deck.
His whole body.
Yeah.
Whole body. I don't care. Be there for an hour.
Hi, Mark. What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a hair dry specialist.
Whoa. Explain that to me. Right. I've never heard of that.
You know how some people call themselves artists, and they're artists with
painters,
and they're artists with markers or pencils.
Can you show me an artist with a hair?
I'm a hair drying artist.
So, like, do you have any special clients?
I do. Mark Zuckerberg.
Whoa!
He's my only client.
Really?
Fact. Yes.
So, like, what is your day? How does your day go?
Exclusivity deal.
Really?
It's a big thumbs up.
Really? Thumbs up where?
On Facebook.
Oh, I got you. Well done. Well done. I didn't know where your thumb was going. Damian Lillard could miss 3 to 4 games with a groin injury.
The NBA's back, Waddle. Except for Damian.
Kyrie Irving considering shoulder surgery, so the NBA's back minus him as well. And by the way, I think the Bulls are without Chris Dunn, Wendell Carter Jr., Lauri Markkanen, Otto Porter, and somebody else.
Can't wait.
Is Gafford still out, or do they still not really know? And Boylan's going to give a really weird answer as to why he's not playing tonight.
He's maybe out. He's listed as maybe
he's
out.
Available. He's in a cast, but he's available.
He's like, this is Jim Boylan tonight. He's available, but his leg is really effed up. Like, that's so Bulls right there. He's available, but he's really effed up.
We have gone the majority of today's show so far without any Astros talk. Do you feel like you...
Is there any... I don't think there's anything new right now. I think we're waiting for either more people want to beat them up or
Astros,
the Red Sox
The
stuff.
Astros owner has been added to a pitcher's lawsuit against the team.
Good.
So Mike Bolsinger's... lawsuit now is including Jim Crane. David Ortiz, Big Poppy. Sorry, you bigness. Says Mike Fiers looks like a snitch and defends Rob Manfred. Are we going to connect any Red Sox dots there?
There are some people who feel that way. I've heard that before. But again, is the story, we wanted to get to the bottom of the story, and he exposed the story.
Former Red Sox slugger expressed his displeasure with whistleblower fires, saying the former Astros pitcher should have said something at the time about the sign-stealing scheme instead of waiting until he was on another team. Oh, quote, after you make your money, after you get your ring, you decide to talk about it, Ortiz said. Why don't you talk about it during the season when it was going on? Why didn't you say, quote, I don't want to be no part of it? Ortiz also said Commissioner Rob Manfred was receiving too much criticism for his handling of the scandal and that he doesn't agree with him getting all the heat.
Sorry about that, your bigness.
It's the same thing that Canseco did. Canseco exposed everybody, but he did it for... His motivation was because he felt he was blackballed. It's not always for a good reason, but they are still, it is still good that they're whistleblowers, yes?
Wicked smart.
Jonathan Lucroy says the A's mixed up signals to combat the Astros sign stealing.
Jonathan Lucroy was a Cub, right, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Last year.
What else do I have for you? New York man pleads guilty to trying to fix a Division I college basketball game. You can't do that.
Who did?
A New York man pleads guilty to trying to fix a college basketball
game. Do we know which game?
Benjamin Bifalco, 25, not DeFalco, Bifalco, of Staten
Just
Island.
Just two Falcos, not three Falcos, not the DiFalcos, the Bifalcos.
Pleaded guilty to attempting to bribe a college basketball player to fix a Division I game in December of 18 under the statute. Bifalco, the two Falco, faces up to 5 years of prison, but prosecutors recommended to the judge up to 6 months of incarceration. The player and school targeted have not been revealed.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I have a horrific scrotum injury story for you when we return.
We got it. I don't think you have to dress that up a little bit.
Oh, that's so great. Barstool Big Cat joins us coming up at 4.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home.
Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
I have a horrific scrotum injury.
That was a big thrill.
The Jim Harbaugh, a BYU pole vaulter
who did pierce said body part in a horrific accident and needed 18 stitches.
Ooh.
Says I could see right into my scrotum. That's what he said.
Isn't that one of the most dangerous sports to begin with?
I would think.
I mean, think about how successfully, when you do it successfully, how high you're vaulting your body into the sky with this big pole that bends and it could break at any time.
Yep.
You know, or pierce you like that.
Yeah, it's not a good thing to have happen to you. Of all the things that could happen to you, that's one of the ones that I wouldn't, you know, I don't want to have happen to me.
By the way, we could have beef here. Did you guys see this? What? Did you talk to the chief already, Barstool Chief, who covers the Hawks? He says, I'll be calling into Waddle and Sylvie at 4:30 after hearing them out.
I've talked to a lot of Barstools today.
He says, after hearing them out, I'll decide whether or not to ban them from being a Hawks fan. Because he's upset that we were discussing the possibility of trading Jonathan Taves.
Anything and everything on the table? You try to be better at...
Yeah, that's... I don't think we came with the opinion that you should trade Jonathan Taves. If he's looking for the hardcore hockey fight, I think Chiefs come to the wrong place.
Right. I mean, that's a waste of time. All right.
Shouldn't trade Taves?
Okay, cool.
I mean, I get it.
What's for dinner? I mean, that's fine. Partially naked California man entered a home and made scrambled eggs, please say. California man accused of entering a home where the resident said he was making scrambled eggs and eating, what's flan?
Flan? Like the Mexican
flan,
pastry?
F-L-A-N, flan.
Isn't it flan?
Well, right? Not wearing pants. Either way, whatever it was, he didn't have pants on. And you can't do that. Why do we constantly have stories of people who break into homes, take off all their clothes, or at least their pants, and start cooking?
You've never had flan before? It's really good.
No.
My wife hates it. I love it. It's like, you may not like it because it's got a weird consistency.
Yeah, I don't want it while I mean, listen, I'm not going to break into anybody's house, take off my pants and have it. Again, the moral of the story isn't about whether or not flan or flan is good. It's why are you taking your pants off in a stranger's house and making it? I mean, I think you missed the essence of the story. Hey, my wife hates the flan or flan. I love it. How about if somebody comes into your house tomorrow naked, makes it for you? Would you sit down at the table and have it?
I mean, is it good flan?
I'm sure.
What if you had the best chef? Say you were rich like Mark Zuckerberg. All right, let's go back to that. You were super rich, and you found the world's greatest chef. You love pasta, don't you, Waddle?
I do like pasta.
This guy makes the best pasta.
Homemade, is it coming out of a box?
Anyway, you love it. Okay. Everything he does, he's making, like, you're talking about, this is like going out to dinner every day. And he's making you you think the steaks can't get any better? He's cooking you a great steak. Seasonings, everything. But his one condition is he has to cook with his pants off. Would you still hire him? The best chef you've ever had.
I don't need anyone cooking for me, so...
You don't have to wash. I'm saying you're rich.
Well, I'm always going to wash.
And you have a private chef. And
I
found the guy.
I'll take one that doesn't need to take his pants off. I'll find someone.
Even though everything he cooks...
I'm not a foodie. I mean, I'll find a way if it's a step down in terms of quality, but the chef who I have employed keeps his pants on... That's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
A B-plus with pants is better than an A without pants.
Yes, for me.
But an A-plus?
What is he going to be able to cook up that's worth having to stare at his hairy ass?
Seriously. Who says you have to
watch?
You don't have to watch him cook. You don't, I mean, he's...
Well, I have four children. They're not all at home, but I don't need them to be coming to the house and say,
and all
hey,
it takes,
Dad, why is the guy cooking dinner have his pants off?
One time. All it takes is one time for one stray hair to end up in your food where you immediately regret your decision.
Exactly.
And it's not a long hair.
Right. The lobster bisque has got some leg hair in it. I think it's leg hair.
Yes. I hope it's leg hair.
I hope it's leg hair. Hey, Mr. Waddle, it's getting hot in here. You mind if I take my underwear off, too? I mean, where does this end?
No, it's just a dead that. Just he's got to take his pants off. Well, he feels more comfortable. Feels inhibited with pants.
So would you? You're fine with that? So you want to...
I'm saying,
can
like...
Can I say Paul?
No. Uh-uh.
No,
just move on.
Okay.
A massive data breach exposes info of 10.6 million MGM resort guests, including Justin Bieber and the Twitter CEO.
We've stayed at the MGM Grand for...
They've got our info!
It was from like 10 years ago. It was the Mayweather-Mosley fight.
I remember. That's about as drunk I think I've ever seen you, too.
Probably.
You didn't do anything wrong. You were just hammered. Hammered. Alaska airman receives discipline for urinating in a coffee maker. Why are you doing that?
These are the people who should go to jail for a long time. I tell you this all the time. You want to do spit, you want to do the peeing, it's all jailable. You've got to get through. I'm in a weird mood today, by the way. You've got to throw them in jail and lock them up for a long time.
I believe this is this guy's in the Air Force, though. I don't think he's flying you from, Juneau, Alaska to Detroit.
Can't pee in the coffee maker.
Well, I know, but I don't think this is from a commercial flight.
You still can't.
Okay. What if it's my plane and my coffee maker?
I think it's weird.
Well, it is, but it's not illegal. Whoa, a suspect in Franklin County, Pennsylvania, broke into an apartment, squirted ketchup on the walls and the furniture. This is would you rather have a guy come into your house, break into your house, take off his pants and cook flan?
But it's really good flan.
Or a suspect break into your home and squirt ketchup all over your walls and furniture?
I think the first one. Because he's not ruining the walls of the house.
According
he's just cooking
to police,
you up a good dessert.
The suspect forcibly entered an apartment in the 300 block of Lincoln Way West between the hours of 5 and 6:45 on February 18th. Once inside, authorities say the suspect vandalized the majority of the residents by squirting ketchup over the walls, floors, and furniture. Why do you do that? Why? I mean, what is that?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm going to break into a house and I'm going to squirt ketchup on the walls. I'm not going to jail for that. I'm just not.
Right. You're not getting your money's worth. Is that what you said?
Right. I mean, exactly. I hate to say that, but Here's a BYU student accessed the school using underground tunnels to steal food. A Brigham Young University student is accused of using underground tunnels to break into the school so that they could steal food. Spencer Taylor, 19, was arrested for one count of burglary, a third-degree felony, according to a probable cause statement. What are you doing?
We're using tunnels. Secret tunnels really, are kind of
really,
cool.
Really, really strange
thing. What's going on at BYU, man?
Ohio hip-hop legends Bone Thugs and Harmony changed name to Boneless Thugs and Harmony to promote Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
Chicken!
You love their boneless wings.
I love them, yeah. I mean, listen, I'd do anything for promotion and free wings. Texas man calls 911 after being impaled by a 2-inch fence post during a car crash.
No.
That's sort of going back to our pole vaulting story a little bit here. A Texas man who was critically injured when he veered off the road after crashing into a deer. I've always, like, when I go home, there's an area. There's always, it's like a valley in the road where the lights are dim and there's not any street lights that deer always like to cross.
You put your brights on?
Always afraid.
We got just over 2 more weeks until we switch back the clocks, which means then it will be like daylight until 7.
Yeah. I'm done reading that story because that one was crazy. And finally, please find a Maserati filled with Whippets. Remember the Whippets? I never did them.
Is that where you would inhale?
Yes,
like some
canisters of nitrous oxide.
You never did that either.
No, I didn't. Abdallah, I guarantee you.
Oh,
I'd
Liberty
be willing
Bell?
To bet
yeah,
a certain amount
sure.
of money that you had been done a Whippet before.
I don't do drugs, Tom. I don't know what
you're talking
have
about. Have you ever tried a Whippet?
I don't do drugs, Tom. I didn't
ask
about.
You. Have you tried a Whippet before?
I'm going to...
Mellor, have you?
Use my Fifth Amendment.
You have not?
I'm not saying that we had a lot...
It's not a drug. I mean, you're not going to go to jail for it.
I'm not saying we had a lot of whipped cream at Dairy Queen, but we had a lot of whipped cream at Dairy Queen.
There you go. He just gave it to you. All right, the Barstool Big Cat, can't miss radio in 2 minutes.